Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back. Not no more. Came back. Settle score. Me be you.
Me be you.
One on one. Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show, and I'm your host, B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, the great communicator on this beautiful West Coast Wednesday. The day is beautiful, man. The birds is chirping and making loud noises as we speak up on the microphone. You know what I mean? The heat is starting to creep up. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, whatever that means. We're still under quarantine. We're still trying to figure it out. California is still in phase two, trying to get into phase three. I got my DJ, DJ Sensei on the line. What's up, baby? What's up with your wine?
What's good with it, my ninja? How you doing today?
Oh, man, you know enough. Another day, man. Another day to accomplish our goals. And, you know what I mean? Another day above ground. We just blessed to, you know, just still be out here, man. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Just, you know, RIP to all the thousands of people that's died from the COVID-19, the corona, man. And just, you know, we just blessed to be here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just blessed to anybody who didn't succumb to the, to the virus, you know, so far. You know what I mean? You know, just blessed that folks made it through. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's been a rough one, you know, trying to figure out this uncharted territory for everybody. But, you know, things is going. We slowly making progress, but things is going forward, it looks like.
And you do know that. So, yeah, today's guest on the show, my partner, my homeboy. I've been knowing him for many moons, man. This man tours damn near more, well, for sure more than me, no question, especially being Bone Thugs and Harmony's DJ. But he's also, rapper, producer, you know what I'm talking about, extraordinaire, man. I'm talking about none other than Position, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be on later on in the show. We're going to talk about everything he got going, man. It's just a blessing, man. For everybody who tuned in yesterday, me and my sister's show, the Sibling Rivalry Podcast, we went into the subject of the graduation class of 2020, so and the Zoom and all that, the stuff that they got to, you know, these youngsters got to go through in this day and age. The creativity of adults wasn't really there, so it's like they're trying to make the best out of it. So shout out to everybody that graduated, you know, mm-hmm. It's an awesome thing under these circumstances to be going through a pandemic and still be able to. Even for the school system to be able to put together a curriculum and be able to hand out laptops for those who don't have them and be able to, you know, actually, you know, push some kids out and have them graduate, man. I think that's pretty dope. You feel me? What you think, Sensei?
No, I think you're right. I think the schools and the school districts have been putting forth a Herculean effort, you know what I mean? And And rightfully so, you know, the kids deserve it. Just because this pandemic has happened doesn't mean kids need to stop learning, you know, and everything needs to shut down completely. You know what I mean? But one thing that to me that's kind of crazy is the graduation. I'm glad that they're able to make some kind of, you know, graduation ceremony celebration for these kids. But it's kind of odd to me the way that everybody can go into Walmart, Home Depot, you know, restaurant, or you can't go in restaurants, but people can go around and live their normal life, but they won't let these kids get up and cross the stage and hear the pomp and circumstance like everybody's been doing for, you know, generations. It's kind of sad they don't get to enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, that was the biggest part. That was the biggest part. But, you know, like we said, we had to charge it to the popper stopper. We got to charge it to the microphone. There's nothing we could do. They tried to be as creative as possible. I actually seen online a few people did it differently, where the students graduating drove around in cars, and the teachers were outside the cars, you know, with signs and whatnot. And I thought that was pretty tight. But everybody's different. It's like you know, you have to do it to the best of your ability. So, like I said, shout out to everybody that graduated. Make the best out of it. Hopefully, this generation grows to you know, take us to the next century. You know what I'm saying, with ideas, fresh ideas, and just fresh energy. Because it's, you know, it's so many. Even with all the deaths that you see, it's like a changing of the guard. You know what I mean? Like an older generation is just dying. And maybe that's just the way that the system is set up. It's just that, you know, at a certain point, it just seemed like it's back to back death. We last week we supposed to play Andre Harrell, you know, RIP, and I got a song to play today. But before that, I wanted to make sure that we update everybody on, we in phase two now, so I want to update everybody on what's the changes that took place recently. You up on the new changes, right?
Yeah, you know, most of them. I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I'm trying to figure it out like everybody else is. It seems like it's on the fly. You know what I mean?
All right.
But
all right,
because
my wife is rooting for you. You hear me? My wife is rooting for you. She said, I know. She said that sensei, man, he gonna be a tight dude. So she said, so he get a grasp of the concept on everything. Because I'm not up on everything. I got so much shit that I'll be having to know and stay up on. So that's why I make sure I lean on my folks to make sure that they keep me in the loop of the latest and the greatest, because it's so overwhelming trying to keep up. I don't have time to watch Gavin Newsom every day trying to figure out what little subtle changes. Let me know when the barbershop, beauty salon, and club is open, and then I might get a little bit excited. But right now, what information do you have right now?
So I know that they're starting to allow different counties to determine when they're allowed to open, and, you know, depending on how many cases they have and how many deaths, and there are all these different metrics and numbers that are being put into that to make those determinations. But I do know out here, like, the Hard Rock Casino is opening up tomorrow. So, you know, there are big entities, corporations that are taking those steps forward to blaze the trails and try to get back to home.
Hold on. So you're saying the Hard Rock Casino is opening tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hold up. I mean, that thing gonna be so crazy, man. You already know that casino is gonna be off the jump.
Oh yeah, look, no doubt. Hey, look, right now I got my homeboy who works there, Chef Eric at the Hard Rock. He wanna say a little word and let you know, actually what's going down with that.
Hey, what's up, old lady?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You know, just living through this coronavirus. You know what I mean?
Man, I already know. Yeah. So the casino is open tomorrow. What's the parameters? What it's looking like?
So check this out. So, you know, what we're doing is, again, like I said, I'm one of the chefs up at the Hard Rock. I'm the chef for banquets and special events and all that. And what we're doing, so the parameters are, you know, every guest that comes through is getting, they get the temperature checked to make sure no one's coming in infected or, you know, at least trying to do that. Everyone's getting a face mask when they come through. All employees are getting face masks, or, you know, we're wearing face masks on the floor. Half the slot machines are turned on right now. They turn every other one off, so people are still social distancing. And, you know, and the cleaning, the EVS, the cleaning crew is going through and, you know, sanitizing everything as people are getting up. So, you know, we're doing our best to keep people safe and, you know, have fun at the same time. So, and
man,
also, you know, with the restaurants. Yeah, you know, and with the restaurants are all opening up in there. And, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're spacing out tables. They're, you know, single-use menus. There's, you know, so we're doing everything in line to keep everybody safe, but, you know, to get out their house and have a good time with it.
Man, that's hella tight. Man, I'm glad that's occurring. I know everybody's going to practice social distancing, and not even just that, but I'm sure that the security is going to make sure that they walk around and make sure that everybody else is in there is practicing social distancing, because at the end of the day, their jobs and the jobs of the employees there is on the line. So I'm glad that I'm pretty sure that there's going to be an excellent partnership between businesses and patrons, that and everybody can come together and figure it out, because we just had 2 months of being on quarantine, and we can come to the conclusion that shit is for the birds. You know what I mean? I don't know how people continue to want to be locked up and all that shit and being locked up and being confined, but man, I thank you all for that information, brother. That's good news.
Yeah.
But I just, especially because of the fact that it's Memorial Day weekend, and it's just like they still ain't allowed the barbershops and the beauty salons to open up, but they let the casino open up. And maybe I feel like maybe the governor should because I feel like before the new month, before June starts, you know, this is the last big weekend, and then, you know, before, you know, that people can really make some money to try to, you know, pay bills coming top of the month. So hopefully, you know what I mean, he has some type of change of heart, and he allows people to get the barbershops open, because, you know, y'all don't want a whole bunch of scarves and shit walking in the casino, because, you know, couldn't nobody get no haircut. You know what I mean? They couldn't get no haircut, man. You know what I mean? They're going to be in there looking like zombies and whatnot. But it's good. I'm excited to see this weekend exactly who does what, and who gonna decide just to stay their ass at home? Who has house parties and who does what, man? I'm excited. So yeah, man. So that's it, man. The governor had made some changes to the policy out in L.A. You know what I mean? They supposed to be shut down to July. Hopefully when I talk to position, we can talk about, you know, some of the restrictions that's going on out there. But, you know what I'm saying, let's get back on track. It's West Coast Wednesday. Like I said, RIP Andre Harrell. This song right here, Mary J. Blige, is a song that I felt, I played yesterday on my sister's, me and my sister's show. And it's a song that I really felt like signified Uptown and what Uptown is all about, you know what I mean? Because when they signed Mary, they signed the queen, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to come right back. We're going to bring Position on. We're going to talk about everything he got going on, and we're going to get into it. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Real Spill Show. Hello.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on the Real Spill Show with the homie, the big old Meezy. Sweet memory.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big Ol' Meezy. You understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on the Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
Prozac music.
All your business, and she repeating it like a parrot. Don't get it twisted. Don't call me daddy. Don't call me your highness. If I stick my fist out, you better kiss it. I have her sprung like some dope. I have a bitch all in her emotions and choked up like Latrell Sprewell did his coach. You the baddest chick in the room, and I bet your coochie so good that it need to be trademarked. Legal Zoom. I'm trying to get rich, but see, you hard-headed and divisive. You want to be a vindictive bitch. I got the right of way. Bitch, get out there and get me my fetty so I can put it on my cousin Books and JK.
For a lap dance. This song right here is dropping this Friday. It's my new single, Bikes, Boats, and Lowriders, man. Bikes, Boats, and Lowriders, man. It's going to be the only thing jumping this whole summer. You better believe it, man. It drops this Friday, man. Y'all go swoop that. Coming right up after Bikes, Boats, and Lowriders, we got Position, man. Stay tuned. It's a real, real show.
Oh, man. I'm just saying, though. It's hot than a mother. Oh yeah.
Bike, boat, and low rider.
It ain't the summer that we wanted, but it's the summer that we got. I guess it's time to get up on it, cause you know we don't never stop. I got a few words for the governor. Cali getting hot like it or not, it's time to take the spot. Quarantine got us all feeling some type of way. So I made a gem that we can bump when we go out and play. And I'm coming with my mask on. The coop's up, now it's time to get my dance on. I hear a hella loud blaring up the street. Harley bikes chopping up the block, let's meet. Show up and show out, bring all the cars out. Boats and low riders, it's time to slide out. Nothing left to say, call the play. Just getting started, it's gonna be a long day.
Bikes, bikes, boats, boats, and low riders. Bikes, bikes, boats.
got the car, family first on Broadway. Gil got the 58 Chevy with the red paint. He gon' make it do what it gotta do. Three-wheel motion, chromed up, plain view. It's a renaissance of realness. Show your love, let me know if you can feel this. On the water, bring the toys out, yeah, we can. It's gonna be some girls, bruh, that's the whole plan. Where the heart at? It's time to mount up. Alligator seat custom, and what? Be banging, be ride, all black. 80 on the street, 140 on the racetrack. Bass boat, bay boat, boat rider. I perform a car boat with the bullet liner. What I mean is I need something far out. I got AJ on the beat, so I yoke out.
Bike, bike, boat, boat, and low rider.
And low rider.
Bike, bike, boat.
Bikes, boats, and lowriders, man. That drops this Friday, man. Make sure y'all support that, stream that, do all the shit, man. You know what I'm talking about, and we appreciate that. With no further ado, man, I got my partner, man. You know what I'm talking about, straight up out of Southern California, man. One of the hardest working dudes that I know, besides myself and a few other people, man. Y'all put your hands together for my homeboy, Position.
Hey, what's happening with you? What's happening with you?
Oh,
I hear you. I hear you with the fucking lowriders, the boats, bikes, and lowriders in there.
Oh, man, because, you know, it's the summertime, man. So you feel me? Like, you know, when it comes to this social distancing, I just feel like that's what folks is going to be doing, man, especially out here, man, on this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. They got this spot called Crawdads, and the only way you can get there is on a boat and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I just know it's going to be
right.
It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff like that. They're still going to have car shows because, you know, you ain't never going to stop that. And, you know, you're still going to have folks out there beating up the block, pounding the ground. You know what I'm talking about? On their motorcycles. So, you feel me? That's what it is.
All facts.
What's up with you, though, man? I see you out and about, you and Cuzzo, man. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all maneuvering. Y'all done got up out the house, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I just got through leaving with my Cuzzo. He has his own podcast as well called On the Line with JJ Fonby on Digital Soapbox. And, you know, just out there kicking real game, like, you know, we on now, real spill.
Real spill, man, because, you know, at the end of the day, I was talking about the governor and him loosening up some of the restrictions out this way. I see he gave y'all a July, something like that. How is that looking? Is he bending on that anyway?
Nah, I mean, that's going to happen. People keep fucking around. It's going to be until August.
Y'all was right there, man, and they just don't want to comply, huh?
I mean, you know, that's honestly, you know, it's human nature for a lot of us, man. You know, we just can't be in the house. We can't just be stagnant somewhere. Other people like, man, I need to make some money, or I can't be sitting between these, you know, between these walls all damn day. Some people like, shit, I've been in prison all my life. I ain't trying to sit in no fucking house. So, you know, some people just like, fuck that. But, you know, people got to be careful.
The first 2 weeks, it's funny because the first two weeks, everybody was drink challenging and push-up challenging and doing all that. You know, then once that third week kicked in, then that fourth week, all these video DJs and shit, all that just starts slowing down after a minute.
Yep, nigga, look, I done did my drink challenge, I done did only about two push-ups. I wasn't doing all that. Did my drink challenge, my push-up challenge, did, you know, play my music, DJ, made beats online, and then I'm like, you know what? I start acting like I'm Chef Boyard PZ. I start looking up ingredients on YouTube and start cooking Hennessy fried wings. And, man,
I seen that.
Niggas need to get out of the house.
Oh man, on everything, bro. I start getting stir crazy, man. I did that song, Bikes, Boats, and Lowriders, it was like the only song besides a verse I did for a couple people. That was it, man. I ain't been in no studio. I've really been on this quarantine thing, and I start getting stir crazy. But at the end of the day, I start seeing the 70,000 and 80,000 people dying. I just say, okay, let me pump my brakes just a crevice here. And then I get back on it. I see you matter of fact, when you sent me that push up challenge, I was I was like, bro, I feel you, dog. I feel you, dog. But that's what we was doing our eating. We was doing our eating challenge at the house. We was ordering all kind of shit and just grubbing. And then I start getting on my dean, man. I start working out and saying fuck that, because I can't step in the summer 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight. That just ain't the move. You smell me? And plus, you know, like I was saying, me and you, we always running into each other on the road. So, you know, that's by nature. That's what we normally doing. You always out with Bone Thugs and doing your thing. And I'm always out with 40, and we always just touch bases and, you know what I mean, and go to our dressing rooms and do our things, man. And it's just, you know, I'm addicted to the stage, so I'm already fiending on just on that part. You smell me?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, we be on the road so much. You know, we're accustomed to certain shit. We used to getting out and doing what we got to do. So, been in the house, you know, hey, it's cool. You know, get to kick it with the fam. And, man, I got to get up out of there. You see, look. The governor of Texas is like, hey man, there's more important things than living. We got to make money.
It's more important things than living. That is, it's a little bit of truth to that, because you don't work 10, 15, 20 years and then all of a sudden, because of the pandemic, everything you lose everything in 2 months. That just ain't, that's not the move.
You got gyms going bankrupt.
Man, everything. Nordstrom's, like, we got a Nordstrom's out here that just shut down, and that's been like, you know, that go back to Jerbo's, man, and Guess Jeans. Like, man, what? Nordstrom's?
Hey, man, they showing some of them Gucci and Louis stores with the, you know, the ones with the leather and the purses and all, man, mold on everything.
Wow, it's sick. It's bad.
Think about how much money people lose, and like, damn, I just gotta sit there and watch my product rot.
Just rot. We gonna figure it out.
You know,
we gotta figure it out. Shit, because you know this is unprecedented stuff that we ain't never been through, ain't never lived through, ain't never seen. We've seen a recession, but at the end of the day, we probably was too young, or we wasn't giving a fuck anyway. We wasn't into politics and shit. You understand me?
Definitely wasn't into politics, but now it's like we older and shit like that. We got to watch out. And then, you know, I talked to some of my people out there in Brooklyn. They like, shit, man, you know, this thing just might be the way of life. You know, niggas ain't just going to get sick that easy. But just like every once in a while where you catch the flu, pneumonia, and all that, you're going to fucking catch the coronavirus. It's going to be fucked up. Because you might live, you might not.
You might not, but what you better not do is take your ass to that hospital. If you do, if they say you got it, take your ass right back home and start working on yourself.
And take your ass home. Real life, like shit. Like, I ain't never, and not one time, people died from COVID or Corona or whatever they call that shit. I ain't never heard nobody say they died at home.
Right. Everybody at the hospital. Getting dying off the respirator, dying off them sticking shit down their throat, dying off the wrong medication, dying of neglect, just all kind of different shit. You know what I mean?
They don't even know what kind of medication to give to people. Right? Hey man, put that with this.
There is no medication. That's what I'm saying.
Just shoot the nigga with it. Fuck it.
Man, like I was telling my wife, man, there is no medication. There is no treatment. There's nothing. You sit down, get you a mask, and sit there and breathe this, and maybe we'll bring you something to eat, maybe we'll bring you something to drink, maybe we bring you some whatever. When you at the crib, you on hot toddies, and you know what I'm saying, you taking your vitamins when you need to, you're taking your Theraflu, your Mucinex, you got you're walking around, you're sweating it out, you're going to the sauna, doing your thing. You know, all that shit is what regular humans do versus, to try to shake shit.
Versus being in a cold hospital that's like 30 below degrees and you hearing somebody in the next room coughing and yelling and screaming, I mean, get me the fuck out of here. Let me go home.
Right. Or just getting depressed because the person you was just talking to, he died and shit. You know, and now you depressed and now the shit is just, now the sickness is just sitting on you, just incubating even more, just sitting there because you can't just cough up and spit out when you want to, you know what I mean? And drink water when you want. You know, nah, it's ugly, bro. Nah, I'm cool on the hospital, bro.
Fuck that. Now, nigga, I feel like I'm up on deck, nigga. How they said in that old movie Life, I'm on deck, nigga. Going to the upper room, fucking around.
I'm the upper room.
Fuck out of here, bro. Out of this bitch, man.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. So, man, like I said earlier, man, RIP to everybody that's fell victim to this. It's a horrible situation. It just happened to happen when we don't have no leadership. We don't have nobody out here to regulate, nobody out here to really tell it like it is. And you just basically got to piecemeal all the information and put it together and try to come up with the best solution that you can. You know what I'm saying? So RIP to everybody that even folks that had – I had at least 3 or 4 people die during this whole pandemic, man. It's sick. It's sick, sick, sick. And not necessarily due to the pandemic, but just during the pandemic. I wasn't able to go to no funerals, none of that type of shit. So it's just like I've been drinking and smoking weed to try to figure it out.
That's the fucked up part, man. You can't go to no funerals. Your people in the hospital, they ain't even letting you in that motherfucker. And it's like, bro, like, if anything bad happens, God forbid, I want to be there. I want to, you know, the last person that this motherfucker sees telling me I ain't allowed. Like, I'm like, bring your ass home. Like you said, let's put some Hennessy in this, make a hot toddy and bust a lemon and honey and all this. Put this nigga by a fireplace.
Right. Man, one time I was so sick, man, I took some Theraflu. They got some Theraflu Extreme, man. And I never sweated so much. I sweated so much, but I felt so good that next morning, man, you know. And they ain't going to give you no Theraflu Extreme in the hospital, man. I need different options than just me just sitting there posted just being sick.
They give half of these placebos.
Yeah, right. Try to trick them into thinking that they're getting it. They getting that real deal, but they ain't, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the, like I said earlier, shout out to all the people who graduated to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure it out. I did do my due diligence, bro. Like, you know, anybody that come on my show, I'll make sure I do my due diligence and try to dig as deep as I can to get information. I did not know that you were born in Englewood. But it say you born in Englewood, but grew up in Watts. What was that like for young position? You know, I'm talking about trying to figure it out during that time. How was it coming up during that time? Did you know you wanted to do music? What was it like during that time?
It literally started when I want to say about 8, you know, and I was staying with my grandpops at the time. He was living in Gardena for a minute, and you know, just some of my older people, they was high as fuck, drunk, trying to freestyle. It was all whack as fuck. And then I don't care if they hear it. They was all whack as fuck. And then I tried to write a rap, and then I was saying a bunch of gang shit, but I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So,
right.
You know, I had to sit back, and then I had to learn some shit. And then my cousin and two of his homies had a group. And, you know, they was at all the family functions rapping. They was doing talent shows. And I seen the organization, how they was like, okay, now we doing this and this and this. And no matter what they did, they did it together. And then I started taking it serious because I started seeing the attention that they got.
So I was like, all right, so I'm secretly trying to write my raps and studying, and, you know, what niggas are saying. And now I'm listening to people like, you know, Snoop. I'm listening to Spice One, listening to 40. I'm listening to Biggie, and I'm listening to all these other people. And then I'm seeing how they do their thing. And, you know, every time it was a party or something, they had the whole party just surrounded while they did their shit. And I was like, all right, cool. And then, my cousin, he's a little older than me, so he was already in high school. He already had the bitches and all. He had all that shit, you know what I'm saying, and how niggas was dressed. And I was like, man, this is what I want to do. And once I tried it, I fucked up royally. Because at that time,
you messed up, Holmes.
All that. So, you know, it just made a nigga want to try harder and try harder. And then eventually, his homeboy Camel saw me write some shit. And then, you know, my cousin came in there and seen me write some shit. And then from then on, it was like, all right, like, I got that nod. Like, okay, I'm doing something right. So it just motivated me to keep going. As soon as I met up with the homie Doc, it was like I found my producer. All of this nigga taught me how to make beats, him and the homie Jones Key, and it just kept going and going and going after that.
And what's crazy is you know, we chop it up because you like me, your name Position, but I do want to ask you how you got your name Position, but you're a Swiss Army knife just like me. You know, you could pull out, you do multiple things. So while people would say, you know, and I never even heard you call yourself DJ Position, because I know that you have been rapping since you was dumbass young. So everybody definitely need to know that you have been producing,
right,
you know, saying, for a long time, and you produce for, you know, for a whole bunch of people. And not just that, being the oldest of eight siblings, right?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of eight.
So how was that? What was it like being the oldest? It's like you felt like, because I know that's extra pressure, because that's seven other people that's looking at you like you the big bro, you know what I mean? So now you got the responsibility of being that beacon that everybody else can follow. How was that, especially being in LA?
You know, it's almost kind of like typical. 80, 90 shit. Just, you know, moms was on drugs at the time. Just out there doing her thing. And then we actually got split up. So, you know, me and a couple of my brothers end up going with my cousin Demita, and then the rest of my brothers and sisters went with my aunt Cheryl. And it was like, but we all still kept that close bond and shit like that. So, we had to all learn from each other. And, you know, like I said, at that time, I was learning, you know, a lot from what my cousin was doing, because I already seen him being older and, you know, had been in high school. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to eventually be here. So I had to literally learn. And then we all on the streets at the same time, as far as me and my cousin. My brother and sister was, like, younger. So I just felt like by watching my oldest cousins, like, you know, gang banging and doing whatever they do, and I'm trying to be serious about music, it was easy for any of us to get in gangs, but it was just something about that music that kept calling the nigga back. And I just kind of wanted to, like, show them, like, an example. Like, okay, now I'm trying to do this. Like, we can do what we want to do, but, nigga, have a goal. Like, have something to go on and, that's it, and try to just keep that tight knit with each other, you feel me?
Right. And like everybody, it's always there's always a moment when you get your ankle in the door, when you get your foot in the door. What was that moment when you got your foot in the door, whether it be with Bone or before Bone? I know you met up with Cray, but what before that was like your sign, okay, I'm in the door a little bit.
That made me feel like that, real life.
Right.
I used to produce for this dude out here named Prime. And he would always, because he actually made clothes and shit like that. So he had the hookup on, like, a lot of people. So
one day he saw me making beats and watts, and he was like, bro, I got a studio where you can do this and record vocals, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, all right, cool. And at that time, I had no equipment or nothing. So I ended up going in the back of this garage. And one day, boom, rapping Forte came out of all people. And I was like,
what?
Oh, shit, nigga, this. Nigga, I'm like, nigga, this Forte. And we ended up doing two tracks. And I'm just now learning how to make beats at this time, too. And the next day, he brings Spice One. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Spice One and Bigelow. And then the next day, he brings, you know, old Jewel from Death Row. And I'm like, these are all the people that I grew up listening to. And I'm getting people saying, oh, man, this nigga makes some dope beats, and this nigga can rap. And that's what made me feel like, you know what, I'm on the right track.
Now was it like, okay, I know I can rap, I know I can produce, whatever works, that's what I'm fucking with until I figure it out. Is that what page you was on?
Nah, I knew I could do both because I rapped before I made beats, and I was already like real good at that. With beats, I just the homie Joe and the Doc taught me how to make beats because I just, you know, while they was off doing whatever they doing, I was just so in tune with what I needed to learn. I just kept trying and kept trying and kept trying until I made one that I thought that I liked. And then I just ended up writing some shit to it just to see how it sounded. Shit sounded cool. And I'm just like, well, shit, ain't no turning back now. I done did one, so I can keep doing as many as I want.
So I went through your discography. You do a lot of tracks. You do a lot of tracks with Craig, a lot of, you know, different artists, but at the same time, Bone Thugs for short, no question. But going all the way back, how did you meet Craig? Crazy Bone.
I met Craig through a female named Tanya Duche. I was working on Kaz's album, and one of the homies was, you know, working at a mall and shit, and he was trying to get at her, and, you know, she curved him. You know, like, you ain't even working in the store. You working at the kiosk, nigga, that type shit. And so, you know, she got to talking shit, talking about she owned Rap Pages magazine. And when she said that, he was like, oh, I got a boy who make beats and rap, yada, yada, yada. You know, just like, yeah, you know, let me introduce you to him. And, you know, she was on her business shit. She was like, all right, yeah, you know, we can link up, whatever. Then we had this little phone conversation. I wasn't making hella money like that. Nigga, I had a regular job, selling a little weed on the side. And I'm looking at Rap Pages magazine. I'm like, nah, that was kind of like a big thing back then, right? Right. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, I can put you on my internet magazine for yada yada this much for this price. And I'm like, ooh, shit, wait a minute. But a nigga paid it anyway.
Right.
I'm like, fuck it. But then when I actually met up with her and I let her hear the music that I did, she was like, damn, like, wait a minute. Okay, I didn't know. It was like, man, you know my people Crazy Bone and we do this, man. I know him. He live right down the street. Well, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. I ain't believe her. And the next day she came with him and Keith G. And I'm like, okay. Now, first day, I just, you know, they like, they wasn't wasting no time. They like, all right, nigga, we here. Press play.
Is that Welcome to the Alley?
Yep, that was track number two.
Track number
track
two, that
number
thing
two
was going
through. Yeah.
And it was over after that. You that was your foot in the door, right?
That was it. Like, I was like, oh, shit, nigga, I might be here. We took 2 days to finish that song because we adding skits and babies getting thrown in trash cans in the song. Just all kind of crazy shit. And I'm like, okay, now they really like this shit.
I've seen that. No, I actually did. That reminded me of Brenda's Got a Baby, and he was sitting over there with the trash can hood open about to dump the baby. I'm like, damn. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
It was going in. So I felt like, okay, now this is going on. Like, it's going down. But, again, at the same time, I'm working with a lot of other people at the same time, but it was pretty much before a lot of people blew up. Like, I got to work with Man before, way before he blew up. Joe Moses, Nipsey Hussle, just a lot of people was coming to the studio at the time, and it just seemed like it was just traffic going in and out, in and out. And, you know, either they like my lyrics or they like my beats, and we just kept it moving. Everybody was doing their thing. But when I worked with Cray, it was like, oh, nigga, this is bomb. Like, nigga, this nigga stole the bomb.
That a lesson to learn. I seen that too. How later was that? Was that around the same time?
We did the track 2009. I think it came out 2010. I actually accidentally played that. Because I was just playing them a bunch of tracks. I had probably like 30, 40 tracks. And I was just going through it. And I was actually saving that because I had the beat done, the hook already done. I just didn't have no verses. And then when I played it, I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, whatever. I just played it. And once he heard it, nigga got on the edge of the couch. He was like, bro, nigga, I need that ASAP. I need that. Like, send that to me right now. And I'm like, all right, hell yeah. And they're like, fuck you gonna do? Tell Bone Thugs and Harmony no? I'm like, hell yeah, nigga, take that, nigga, that's opportunity. And yeah, that nigga recorded that shit within like a couple of days. And at that time, he had a studio in Santa Ana, so I'm on one side making beats, he in the booth recording vocals, and then he got a green screen, and he had like, you know, the little piano rooms and shit with the vocal booths. So he had the green screen in there, and we shot the video all at the same time.
Did you ever think to yourself, 1.5 million views, I wish you would have put feature in position?
I mean, I think that, you know,
hey, everything. I would have been like, hold up, what the hell?
real life, like, Brody, like, when Fixtape 2 came out, and it had Life as a Lesson to Learn, and I had to see Feature Position. I was just like any other nigga. I was like, nigga, fuck that. Like, wait a minute, what's going on?
But I already know.
The logical side of Position came out. I was like, nigga, you got an opportunity that a whole lot of niggas wouldn't get. This nigga want more of your tracks. He wants you. He want more of your vocals. He want more rap. So I was like, all right, it's just became an opportunity to do more. I just said, fuck it. I just stuck with it. And then, you know, shortly after, the nigga asked,
you on the hook and in the video, looking young, the motherfucker, looking the same, but still looking dumbass young. I seen the video. I watched the video, and I'm just like, damn. You know me. I used to do management, so I'm like, damn, 1.5 milli. If that shit just said featuring Position.
It said on the video.
Oh, on the video,
yeah,
it said featuring Position, but not on the YouTube.
Yeah. No.
But okay, yeah, we probably got to do. We got to figure out some technology. We got to figure out some technology.
It definitely does.
We figure out some technology to change that. We got to figure out some. There's some technology out there where we could change that, where we could make it say featuring Position.
Like,
I'm just telling you.
Like niggas changing Wikipedias and shit.
Yeah, man. Hold up. That shit got, bruh, 1.5 milli. Did you get a plaque? Did you get a plaque?
Nah, I didn't know you could get a plaque for 1.5 mil.
What? No, you get a plaque for a million views, bro.
I don't know. I thought you had to get a more.
No. That shit got 1.5 milli, bro. You get a plaque for 1 million views, bro. Straight up. No
question.
We need to hit up
YouTube. All right. I need my
plaque. Man, you better get your, man. I just looked that up. I don't know if you looked at it. That shit got 1.5 milli, bro. You better And that was 10 years ago. You better get you a plaque. Better get that plaque. You earned that. You earned that, baby. Yeah. You earned that. So let me get into some music, bro. Because at the end of the day, I already know that right there was a stepping stone that took you to. Okay, let's talk about how you got the position of being Bone Thugs and Harmony's DJ, and then that'll take us into the new music that you got popping right now.
For sure. Basically, right after the Life is a Lesson to Learn, and you know, I'm producing other tracks, and you know, some tracks that people don't even know what it is today unless I tell them. Crazy and Wishbone was actually on their way to Australia. And right before that, they went to Korea, South Korea. So they asked five, I had a passport, and I was like, nah. They was like, man, we trying to get you to go out here. So that made me hurry up and get a passport. And, you know, by the time Australia came, you know, we ended up leaving out there. But I'm thinking I'm going out there as an artist, as an opening act or whatever. And
right.
Yeah, as soon as we get to that airport, they hand me this instant replay machine. That was like, you know how to work this? I'm like, no, what the fuck is that? It's like, this is how we play our music on stage. And I was like, anybody on a turntable? He's like, nah. He's like, so the nigga Wishbone was like, you know how to make beats, right? I was like, yeah, but this don't look like no beat machine, no drum machine. So he's like,
yeah, it's the best.
Like,
yeah, it's
the rest of history. He's like, man, you'll figure it out. And I had to figure it out that night, not knowing that these niggas got a show the day we get off the plane.
I think I could do it. Because that's what I said when I start performing with 40. That's what I said. I said, I think I could do it.
You know, I'm like, shit, you know the old saying, you got to go hard or go home. Shit, I'm too far to go home, man. I can't catch no bus. I'm way over the water. So, you know, I ain't had no choice but to try to get with it. And I fucked up royally like a few times, but they was patient with me. You know, they seen whatever they seen in me, and they was like, nah, you'll get it, you cool, whatever. And, you know, they made a nigga feel comfortable. So it got me this.
And not just that. Yeah. And not just that. You know, like I was saying, you the Swiss Army knife, and we always talk about, you know, because when I was on tour, even in the 90s, man, I was on tour with the whole clique and the Mossy, and, you know, like, it was like, banana, it was just like 15-20 people.
Right.
So I know you used to that. You used to being in that element where you got all of, you're dealing with all the personalities of Bone. You're dealing with all the homies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's there. You got all the as a performer, because at the end of the day, you know, this is 2020. When did you become the DJ for Bone? What year was that?
For Cray and Wish was 2010, 2011, and for the whole
group
was 2012.
So from youth, you know what I'm saying, you rapping, you figuring it out, you producing, then all of a sudden you add the moniker of DJ. Now from 2010 on, you DJing for one of the most, you know what I'm saying, monumental historical groups of all time, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, who the fuck don't fuck with Bone Thugs and Harmony? Crossroads, motherfucking, For the Love of Money, you motherfucking, like, I mean, how was that? Because some people can be in a bubble and not realize what they're doing, and some people can be on the outside and looking at it and be like, holy shit. Did you ever sit back and say, damn, I'm the DJ for Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah, now I sit back a lot, even now. You know what I'm saying? And even though we didn't dealt with each other for so many years now, but, you know, I sit back and just think about the opportunities that it brought me. And, you know, the caliber of musicians and singers that I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying? And I say musicians and singers because, you know, Crazy Bone, Lazy Bone, they'll produce music too. But Flesh and Bone makes beats. So I get to be I get to be their Eli man, and I get to be their paid man. I get to be the Michael Vick. I'm in the back, and I'm seeing how these dudes play, and I'm seeing how, you know, how they get the cut, and I get to sit and watch greatness. And the reason why I say that on top of all of that is because before I became their DJ, I was a fan of these dudes for, you know, 10, 15 years before that.
Right, right.
So it's like I sit back and I appreciate it and I think, I'm like, well, I'm like, bro, like, these dudes already sold 50 gazillion records and, you know, they got that trust in me. So, you know, I sit back and I trip off of it all the time. Even as comfortable as we are with each other, I still, you know, appreciate every step I took in to get where I got to get.
And just so everybody that's tuned in and everybody that's, I see that's called in, don't go nowhere. We are going overtime. I extended the show, so we, you know what I'm saying, because we got to get into a couple of records, you know what I'm saying, so don't trip. It's, you know, it's normally 7 to 8, but we got a special guest, man, so we extending this thing, so just like that. So, yeah, so now let's, you know, fast forward. You've been on multiple tours. You've been to the Philippines. You've been all over overseas and all that. One of the hottest groups. You're dealing with all the emotions of all the different, you know, because that group is, you know, I've been dealing with, you know, I've been rocking with them and Sloan and everybody for hella years. And I know that it's not, it can't be easy dealing with all those personalities and performing yourself. Like you say, you perform damn near first before everybody. And then you go from that to after you perform your set, then you start DJing for the opening acts. That's, you know, that with the homies. Then you DJ for both thugs. I mean, come on, man, that's a lot. How's that been going?
Well, how I do it is I actually DJ for the opening acts first.
Okay.
And, you know, I get them out the way, and then, you know, I'm on some of the songs with some of them. So it's kind of like a, you know, it's a family thing. So, you know, you go out there, do your shit. You know, if I'm featured on the song, I'm going to come out there. And then when I get out there, I do my shit. They featured on some shit. We are, it's all like we rocking as one. But, you know, sometimes, depending on who stage, it'll be anywhere from 20 minutes to a whole hour. And then I'm going to rock out with Bone for another hour and a half. Again, it gets exhausting. And it gets tiring when you have a certain level of passion and love for doing what you're doing and appreciation to be where you at. You know what I'm saying? You can only see where you're trying to go.
Right. It was one tour, bro, where I was with 40 that I was performing for, you know, I'll perform earlier and then I would perform later on that night with him. And that shit was so tiring because it's like when I perform, I'm sweating. I drench out all my clothes. I'm going all the way in. So by the time I, you know, 40, he the headliner. So I got to change my clothes again. So I was like, oh, back that. So we basically, me and 40 just worked it out. So I just come out in the middle of the show and just do my thing, and he take a little 15 minute break and then come out, you know, so I'm like, that's a lot. Just that part. Now I'm just like, okay, just imagine what you're doing, man. That gotta be a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say that Swiss Army knife, that because one thing about being in this gang, bro, that I be trying to tell people, the most important thing that Chaz, which is 40's manager, taught me a long time ago, is you got to make your, in this game, in this business, you got to make yourself useful, bro. Got to make yourself useful. Give me a reason why you deserve a plane ticket. Give me a reason why you deserve a hotel room. Give me a reason why you deserve a per diem. Give me a reason why you deserve a laminate. Give me a reason, bro. Give me a reason. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be in the game, but, like, make yourself fucking useful. If you see somebody that's not passing out flyers, pick up some flyers and pass them out. If you see somebody that's not doing merch, figure out how you could do merch. Make yourself useful if you want to be in this game. You cannot be in this game and be a leech or be somebody that's always needy and shit. You have to make yourself. And here, this man right here, position, this man DJing, producing, rapping, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, big on me. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, you got to make yourself useful, bro. So let me get into this record, bro. This Double Digits, man. This which album is this on?
Hey, this is actually coming up on my new album called Change of Faces, and it's with the homies, Family Affair out in St. Louis and shit.
When that dropping? When does that drop?
I want to try to get this dropped in June.
In June, it's perfect time.
Yeah. I already put out the Get Paid. You know, I got this, and I got about 5 more other ones that I wanted to throw out just quick, and I got more than I'm dropping.
All right, we're gonna get into Double Digits. We're gonna get into Hush, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna you know what I'm saying, see if some of these people want to ask you a couple questions. Then we're gonna ride out, brother. Just be patient and give me a little bit more time. Let's get into this Double Digits by Position, man. Y'all listening to, y'all tuned in to the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G. on me.
Yeah. Hey. I know the way that I carry myself. A lot of people wouldn't understand the struggle that I came from. Shit, for real, you feel me? I came from a special place, some people call a bottom. I seen so many stars till I aimed my gun and shot them. I done put in work so long, my time been overtime. Watch my grind pay up with interest like I just paid on my fine.
Yeah. We done came too far just to slow it down. All my homies that hold FA down. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. Just
to slow it down. I'm a family, we hold you down. We gon' run it up double digits.
Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whoa. Started from the bottom, now we here. Still got a long way to go, let's make it clear. I remember when I had to wear my cousin's gear. Yeah, holes in my shoes, walk to school crying tears. Dear mama, I can't feel like this any better. Girls clowning these niggas down me, this can't be me forever. Man, I need me some cheddar, they gon' know that I'm special. Fast forward to these days and times, put it in my mind to put it next round. A nigga walks the line for all minds, yeah. This is dedicated to my people and the struggle. Make that paper, spend it wisely, then you celebrate your hustle. Anybody trying to hate can't relate to a real one. There's too many things to accomplish, and bitch, I got a million.
Slow it down. All my homies that hold FA down. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We ain't came too far just to slow it down. All my family, we hold you down. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, get it up, but let's live it up.
No matter how hard it gets, don't give it up.
Yeah.
It's your time to shine. Life stay shine so bright. Ooh, you getting it in. Ooh, you going so hard. You can't slow it down, yeah. Straight up from the boulevard. They gon' try to knock you off your balance. Shoot them free throws all night. On sight. 3 in a row. I got 3 in a row. Yeah. 3 in a row. I got 3 at the same time.
Slowing down fast lane. Gotta go and get it. If you really with it, better show up. Better show out. Keep it focused. Yeah, the show no vision. For the family, love, die for us. Can't do for us. Turn around now. Testimony better lie for us. Love like they do right now. Strong, yeah, been through it all. Standing tall, but never will it fall. Even though I'm working like a landmine. Keep it going, bro. Keep it down. Trying. Different one can't even open up. A different level when approaching us. Comfortable, time to level up.
We didn't came too far just to slow it down. All my homies that hold FA down. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We didn't came too far just to slow it down. All my family, we hold it down. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, yeah. We gon' run it up double digits. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whoa. We didn't came too far. Slow it down. We made miracles happen when we was on the ground. Lift me up, don't put me down. Never know what might come back around. I was fucked up, say I'm lucked up. I put in the work. Look at me now. I'm that same nigga you knew before. Ain't nothing gon' change. But this change I've been working for. You know where I came from. The bottom filled with nothing. I deserve it all. I know this typical, but I'ma fall till I fall.
position.
I was hotboxing the beam and smoke still came out the window. Nigga smoked so much the tanker thought I sent them a signal. Nigga, this shit, this that hush, but this shit loud as a bitch. Watch me smoke a stereo, turn up the volume, you bitch. Just put the lighter to the wood and make a campfire. Calling Nikki FaceTime and I get that high. They say PZ don't be blowing, get your facts right. I treat the wood just like a bitch and as I back ride. Back with brother, by the road is ooh. Light it up and hit it, hold it, how much can you do? Pass it to the left, roll up another for the crew. Don't fuck up the rotation, cause everything is running smooth, yeah.
I can smoke a lot with a fuck too, yeah. You ain't really smoking like I do, nah. You ain't fucking with me, I'm a crew. Better hush and keep it low, you can lose. I can smoke a lot with a fuck too, yeah. You ain't really smoking like I do, nah. You ain't fucking with me, I'm a crew.
Had a kush omelet for breakfast, had a bowls on my lunch break. Hit the studio and did my verses in one take. Hennessy spilling, but they supply more than one case. Bitch came from Vancouver just to go on a lunch date. And gotta roll another, take a puff or two. We can't stop, won't stop, yeah, that's what puff do. I hit the Buddha meditating, then we rolling new. I act a fool in that pussy and get back with the crew, yeah. Feeling on cloud nine and reaching for ten. Bishop came with an ace, pass it to me for the win. Hit a matter, I'm hitting papers and blunt to the pen. Blow until I pass out and do it all over again, yeah.
I can smoke a lot, what if I do, yeah. You ain't really smoking like I do, nah. You ain't fucking with me, I'm a crew. Better hush and keep it low, you can lose. I can smoke a lot, what if I do, yeah. You ain't really smoking like I do, nah. You ain't fucking with me, I'm a crew. Better hush and keep it low, you can lose, yeah.
Real Spill Show, we back, man. That was that hush is a problem position. Damn, that beat is monstrous.
Appreciate it, Brody. Thank you.
Oh, what song is that on? What album is that on?
That's actually Crazy Bone is putting out a compilation, and that is actually going on one of his compilations.
Man, he need to spit. Tell him to spit on that, bro. In third verse, bro. Straight up, bro. That shit going hard.
Right.
Extend that, bro. It's only 2 minutes and 36 seconds, man. Put a verse on that, bro. Go crazy. That song go. That shit hard as a motherfucker. I ain't even trying to lie.
Shout out, man. Shout out to homie Bishop. You know he got a strain called Hush out here in Southern California. So you know he wanted people to do something. He actually had. Was crazy. He actually had a contest for like some of the local rappers and all that, and he was gonna give them like a chance to get on stage at the LBC show or something like that. And you know, once I took a couple hits of the hush, I was like, man, I was like, nigga, I just do one for you on the strip, nigga. Here you go. And you know, I just end up doing it. So. Yeah, nigga, that's going on the compilation.
Well, the next time you say, "Oh, me, what you looking for?" That right there. I'm gonna say, hush. I'm just gonna look at you. I'm gonna say, hush. All right, we got a call for Crane's World, man. Crane's World wanted to chop it up. He wanted to know how we, you know, how me and you linked up. Shout out Crane's World. Crane's World, what's up? What's up, brother?
Greetings and the finest of salutations, gentlemen from Chicago. I just wanted to know, I'm a huge fan of Position and a huge fan of Big Omeezy, and I wanted to hear about how you guys connected initially, and then if you guys have any amazing, memorable moments from the first time you guys linked.
Position,
well,
go ahead.
I was about to say, you want to talk that? You know, we met on tour, man, and, you know, I really – Sloan is the one that got me comfortable with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Sloan out of Long Beach, Mo Thugs. And, you know, he's just telling me stories. And once we got to kicking it backstage, you know, I just felt a lot more comfortable. And shit, we just started linking up on some whole other shit. And then I'm like, shit, man, I got beats, man. Let's get it, man. All right, cool.
Yeah, shout out to Sloan, man. Everything. Shout out to Sloan, man. I've been knowing Sloan for hella long. And you know what I'm saying? It was good that he was keeping it cracking. And y'all, because your organization is like ours, man. You're going to pretty much see the same faces, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be in our dressing rooms, and it'll be the same faces and position them in them and Bone Thugs and them. They'll have their same faces. And then, you know, me, I'm just a great communicator, so I'm just going to always be walking around and just mixing and mingling because I'm a fan of Bone Thugs and you know what I'm saying, Eugene, everybody's Eugene. With his mean face up, we always was connecting. And, Eugene can be he mean. That's the mean guy. You know, he always mean than the motherfucker until the show is over, and then he good. But sure, the show is over, it's time to drink and kick it.
but you know what's crazy? Like, you know, you need somebody on the team like that because especially like, you know, we got to be on stage. We got business to tend to, and then, you know, there'd be people back there like, can I take a picture? Or can I do this? Or, oh, man, let's go over here and drink. And it's like, we're trying to get this business done. It's cool. We can kick it. But right now we got to focus on this task. I don't like being an asshole. I'm real petty. You know, I take petty.
I was a professional asshole for quite some time. And then I transformed because I did, you know what I'm saying? Because being the non-asshole is more lucrative is what it is.
The nigga Gene be on some like, hey man, like, you be the artist, you be the DJ, you be the producer, I'm the tour manager, it's my job to be the asshole. I don't give a fuck if people don't like me, I'm here to do a job.
Or
what? That's real spill. So, it all works hand in hand, man. And you know, he's not being an asshole like on some fuck you shit. It's just, I ain't got time. Like, you know, it was just, we got this business to take care of. Feel me?
Right.
Shout out.
I mean, we had a show in Arizona, man. And then later on that night, we was kicking it at the hotel, taking shots and all type of shit in the parking lot. So I already know, you know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But besides that, me and you had, we got a song on my album, Evolution, and it's called The Double Up. And that's out right now, featuring Position and produced by Position. So you smell me. When we ride out, I got that shit loaded up. We're gonna play that as we ride out. I want to make sure everybody know your social media and how they can get in contact with you. I know we all under quarantine right now, and we don't know when we gonna see a Bone Thug show or an E-40 show or a Big Ol' Meezy show or a Position show. But right now we just staying prayed up and waiting to see. So how can everybody get in contact with you and link up with you?
Just real easy. Everything has the same exact name, spelled the same exact way. POZITION. Position with a Z, not a S. That's on Twitter. That's on Facebook. That's on IG. That's on Snap. That's on YouTube. Anything. Everything is Position, man. I ain't trying to keep that shit confused. I'm trying to get you to me.
And you do
so
know
make
that.
Sure you
and plus.
Make sure you follow at Position.
At Position. And before, I think y'all just had a tour. Y'all did, and now I'm mad that I didn't pull up, but I was busy. But y'all did Santa Cruz and y'all did, you know, the Bay. Y'all was out in the Bay. I think y'all was supposed to do Ace of Spades, and that's the one I was going to go to. But, you know, it's a wrap. I don't even know when it's going to be another show at the Ace of Spades, which is very disheartening. You smell me?
Oh man, yeah, that's crazy. That's because this whole it fucked a lot of shit up.
Right, no question. So yeah, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. You know, at the end of the day, we're gonna see each other again. We're gonna see each other on the road. We're gonna build on some music, and that's just what we do. Matter of fact, I gotta get in the studio anyway and finish that one joint for you. And I'll probably miss the deadline for this new album and shit. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, thanks, everybody, for tapping in. Let me see if my homie Bunk, he always got something, got a question. Bunk, you got a question for the homie Position?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's a long-time listener for you guys, man. I love Bone Thugs.
That's right.
What was your favorite show of all time when you're doing shows with them? Do you have a favorite show that you've done with them that you can't forget? Other than your first one.
No, it's crazy, man. They shows, whether it be the arena shows or the small shows, to me, they treat them equal and they all be all so big. But if I have to choose, it'll be, man, that's a few. That's crazy. Like, it'll be Australia. It'll be New Zealand. Or, you know what, if I want to bring it home, it'll be when I DJ for them at the Forum. You know what I'm saying? In Inglewood, because that's where the Lakers show. You know, the Lakers show, Lakers, you know, late Magic Johnson, motherfucking Kareem, Byron, you know, all Scott, all in that, you know, I grew up,
man.
You know, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I was, say, you seen when I was born in Inglewood, I was, you know, the Forum was probably like about 5-6 blocks away from my granddaddy's house. So, yeah, that when I got.
Oh, so you
yeah,
stay over there by Inglewood Mugs.
Yeah. Yeah, not too far. You know what I'm saying? Probably
Damn.
up until I turned about like four or five. I still remember when, you know, my granddaddy used to take a nigga to the Laker games and all this other type of shit. So being able to DJ in there on about 2-3 different occasions, being able to see that and then actually being able to perform, they like, nigga, get your ass up there. We in the Philippines with about 6,000-7,000 people, and I'm out there just on my own position shit, going to New Zealand. It's about 5,000-6,000 people, and I'm rocking out for about 15-20 minutes by myself, then get back there and DJing for ball. Like, all that was, like, so fast but surreal.
Nice, nice. Well, I thank you, brother, for being on once again, man. You know, it was a pleasure. Welcome to the Real Spill Show.
Appreciate you.
You understand me, and you know we're gonna connect. We're gonna connect, and what we're gonna do? We're gonna ride out to the song that me and this brother got together. It's on my album Evolution, and it's what everybody gonna be doing between now and I guess winter time, man. Because you know they saying it's gonna be a reoccurrence of the corona. So you better be out doubling up, getting your revenue, and preparing, man, for the storm, man. Yeah. Thank y'all for coming, for tuning in, man. Y'all tune in next week. You feel me? The next Tuesday, me and my sister show The Sibling Rivalry. Y'all pick up my new single, Bikes, Boats, and Lowriders, that come out this Friday, and lock in with my boy Position, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is a double up, man. Y'all stream this and do all that type of shit, too, and everything. And that Hush is a problem, and that Double Digits is a problem. Hello.
Fresh for the summer, 19 and beyond you, y'all.
Stick with it, you know what's best for you, you better get with it.
Here go your new shit dropping, are you ready for this? I said for sure, my nigga, I'm cooking and it's off on the wrist. Position got me in the front and I ain't fucking around. Back to the streets, I got that heat for 15 bump, hella loud. The deepest water won't drown him, in the Oakland East where you found him. Multiple hustles, minor tussles, always up, never lounging. Who got respect for the grind? It don't be wasting no time. Rather you post it on the block or on the jump, push the line. The double up, bring it back, make it a matter of fact. Duck him and dodge him if they hit, continue making a stack. No Debbie Downers or dream killers, I hang on my real illers. Potatoes get peeled, nigga, you talk on the net, squiller. I'm 10 steps ahead, no he don't play about his bread. Lions and tigers and bears, and they all gotta be fed. I push a whip in his cherry, ask me how much I said berry. Oh yeah, they talk hella tough, but in real life they be scary.
Double up.
Say what, say what, say what.
Double up.
Say what, say what, say what.
Double up. Right back to the streets.
Back to the money, man.
Back to the money, man. Double up.
Say what, say what, say what.
Double up.
Say what, say what, say what.
Double up. Right back to the streets.
Back to the money, man.
Back to the money, man.
Back like switchblades and high top fade. Back like break beats and boogaloo, man. The streets glazed me, raised me, taught me how to get it. My cousin Deshaun, we muscle just to breathe and live it. Boombox this bitch, double the sound when I speak. Lose it all, we gon' get it all back in a week. What you know about living with roaches and rats?
damn near homeless and your neighbor just got off the track. Your room is a trap, you sleep on the floor. Wake up every morning praying it gotta be more. Patiently waiting for an angel to show me the way. Somewhere he's calling to play, he do it every day. I'm a man with a plan and a vision. Suckers still wanna play me for my position. I'm charged up, you haters are barely breathing. You a lame, you bland, I'm so seasoned. Say what, say what, say what? Say what, say what, say what?
Right back to
slaves. Back to the money, man. Back to the money, man. Say what, say what, say what? Say what, say what, say what?
Right back to slaves.
Back to the money, man. Back to the money, man.
Stand hater with a safety pin. Nigga need the bread, hustle, that's the only way to win. Gotta get the money, the money, the money. You gotta make some paper in this world, don't be no dummy. Get in here, nigga, stand hater with a safety pin. Nigga need the bread, hustle, that's the only way to win. Gotta get the money, the money, the money. You gotta make some paper in this world, don't be no dummy.
What's up, motherfucker? This that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga. The Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house, and this the Real Spill Show with my nigga Big Ol' Meezy, with Daz Deezy, and the motherfucking Heezy. You bitch.
The chip is sipping the chocolate, ball of the night time, gotta get mine. Ain't taking the stress of the loss, it's top of the phone. Call up my nigga, stand at home, polish in the back, 10 chrome. Gotta think we can hit, so bring your shit, cause once again, it's dumb. Sit it on with a flip of bird, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out. To pick up the 666 thug and follow the murder for robber, the dope pop. Smoke, up by the May bomb so high, not coming to slay with both grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with till I'm falling the grave. And light, filling in the dry lake, which part of the place, and quickly rolled up. Bulldozed to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. A fucking a kaboom, it blew all them bodies all over the room. Them doom, ain't gotta move fast. Why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, I'm in. So nigga, don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quick and not quite, cause flesh be loving this money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them fake clipped up, just making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheese for the green leaves, never kept me sleep. Steady on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99. Giving up that yo, making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, then bailing. Me kicking up dust, I'm retelling, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night quad. Mission to check the meal, and still be real, thugging on the clock, clock creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another plot and scheme, gotta make some great results. Just nut up, what up? Gotta get that business on, even though the boot and run me, done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money. Making sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat sack of rock tail, yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfuck 'em. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck. It's my game, easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stack my grip. I got to have it, bitch. For the love of this shit. Down the 99, and you will find all of a kind. Check out the grip, the nail, drop down, run them up out of my hood, red. Say when I'm making me grip, when I'm in click, rolling with rope flip. The tug I beat me, put them in mud, fuck them in pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch. You better respect grip, or you best just check this slug. It's going down, gonna pump in 3 rounds, gonna win. with a McGang bang. Gotta make that money, man. It's still the sense that it running things wild. In front of it now, while I take you up into a barrel of a gun. See, for the dub, you're done for the butt. I run
it up on my mind. I'm in the dust game, so people think we've been crawling up on the mission. The back in the days when niggas was selling with solos, they wanted to get paid. But it's just my style, little nigga rip, step up on the mission for money. You give us the cash, or that was your way, cause me and my nigga was hungry. If it's just your stumbling, you might just catch one till the tempo land down. Bone raw dogging, some niggas just make this shit tempo and run. Just catch one nigga, me fellin' with bullets and double me rivers. Remember, me killer now. My money me dig ya. Succeed in the ditch and get with you, cause bitch you was slipping. I'll get you and rip ya, then bust ya down. Rubbing the steel, they making the killing. Niggas drug dealing, needing a million. Nestling just for the thugs be chilling. For the money these niggas be selling. Up in the cut where you find a nigga thugging. Up in the raising skulls. And when I stick you and flick you up, in my right, get on my foes and love and more.
Yeah, bound in the motherfucking house for the 9 quarts, nigga. Yeah, rolling with ruthless in this bitch. My nigga lazy bone, busy bone, wishbone, and fleshy bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone in the motherfucking hell.